This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to getting credit, being deemed a good risk for a loan, a lot of potential borrowers are left out in the cold. People earning a paycheck, people paying their bills, but they don't have credit histories. Well, now we're seeing some lenders looking to a rich source of data, our social media and internet use. Could your list of Facebook friends or your Twitter activity wind up helping or hurting your chances of getting credit? Michigan Radio social media producer Kimberly Springer is back with us. So let's say banks don't have very much reliable data on me. They're pretty much guaranteed to label me as a high-risk bet, right? And either I won't get credit on that loan or it's going to be you're a risky bet, higher interest rate.
Right. It's not unlike back in the day when they would ask friends of friends, like, do you know this person? Can I loan this person money for a covered wagon? So this isn't unusual. There's a history of this, but we just have more data available to us.
And how is social media changing this then?
There are different types of data brokers, who are collecting information. But then there are also different types of lenders that are emerging in the marketplace who want to use social networking data to see who your friends are, who your friends of friends are, because they think that attests to your credit worthiness and if you're a good person. So also, what are your spending habits online, your shopping habits online, and looking at your social connections and how long you've had them.
That's and as we're going through our day, we are leaving lots of footprints on social media, aren't we?
And that's why they really want you to use your real name on Facebook.
Aha, which we've talked about on this show, too. Uh-huh. So that's all part of being able to mine that data and get a profile, which we get. We get that a lender wants to feel that you are a good risk.
Right.
What's the downside?
I think the downside is that, you know, we have laws that are protecting us in terms of our financial data. So there's the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1970, which stopped credit lenders from collecting irrelevant data. And then there's the Equal Credit Opportunity Act of 1974, which was meant to stop financial institutions from discriminating in terms of giving people credit. But those laws don't cover all of this new digital data that we have. So that's a little troublesome. It also doesn't give us any recourse in terms of the accuracy of that data.
Because we don't know.
Right.
We don't know what they're saying.
And we don't know
mining.
How they're evaluating, you know, if I like a business's webpage.
Yeah. And that whether that's helping or hurting you, we have no way of knowing that.
Right.
Also, it strikes me that that, you know, you can get this kind of creditworthiness information from the data. You can also get marketing. And I guess the question might be, what's to keep them from selling us more loans or selling some kind of, you know, right there as you're going through that, selling more stuff.
Right. Higher interest credit cards.
Playing us like a Stradivarius.
Uh-huh. There's that kind of predatory lending that could happen through social media networks.
Are we seeing that or is this a could be?
I think it's a could be at the moment. Right now, this type of credit monitoring and assessing is really happening in countries where they don't have as established a banking system and credit history system as we have in the United States. So it's being piloted in other countries. Who knows what it'll look like when it gets here?
What do you think consumers should watch out for?
I think, you know, there's always this concern with social media about the information you're giving out. So if you're concerned about it, don't give it out. Also, we should be looking at whether we're going to be able to opt in or opt out of providing certain information. So I think that's really key. And then also just, do we want to be more selective about who we're friends with? We're not going to ask our friends about their credit history. I would think not. But that might be a consideration with this sort of new landscape that's evolving.
But do we see this, do you think, as something that could offer an avenue to credit for people who have up until now not really built a credit history? Could it be a good thing?
It could be a good thing. I think it just depends on what those assessment tools look like and if and how they're regulated.
And we, as consumers, as Facebook users, as people who like to tweet or Instagram, we don't know.
Right.
We're just putting my, you know, vacation picture up there.
Right. Because it's gratifying to sort of share this information and like pages and comment.
Maybe just kind of keep an eye on and realize other people are keeping an eye on what you're doing, whether you think they are or not.
Exactly.
Kimberly Springer, Michigan Radio social media producer. Always love talking how we're leaving little marks on the social media scene all over. Thanks so much, Kimberly.
You're welcome.